Hold these words in your heart, if you would. These words from the prophecy of Isaiah. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? We have set before us today an invitation, not a demand, not a requirement, but an invitation. Like all invitations, it places before us a choice. We make our choices about invitations by balancing a number of considerations all at once. Will we enjoy what it is we are being invited to? Do we have time free on our calendars? Is there something else we could be doing with the time that would be more enjoyable? Or more profitable? And above all, who else is likely to be there? Holy Mother Church does not insist that we accept her offer of this invitation. And like the wedding banquet Jesus taught us about, most of those who were invited today decided that they have other things to do. Long ago, in a different day, before you could just click a button on your digital invite and send your regrets, when we turned down a formal invitation, we were expected to write a note explaining our regrets at not being able to accept the consideration extended to us. I wonder what the regrets notes for not accepting the church's invitation to this season of penance might say. Dear church, I regret that I am unable to accept your kind invitation to Lent. These days the children are involved in so many things, and it is just impossible for us to find even 5 minutes each day to make some quiet for ourselves. Dear church, thank you so much for your thoughtful invitation to spend 40 days with you. I think perhaps you meant to write you were going to Penzance. I am not quite certain where penance is, and in any case, it is difficult for me to be away from my usual routine for so long. Perhaps I could drop by for 3 or 4 days while you are there. Dear church, we are unable to accept your invitation to join you for what you describe as a season of penance. While we are sure the intention is a good one, our family feels strongly that our spiritual lives are a matter for us only, and we are creating individualized traditions for each of our children that celebrate their unique personalities. We know from our own experience that not every invitation we send is accepted. Not even, it turns out, the invitations gently offered by the church. After all, we are very purpose-oriented people. We're hesitant to give our energies, much less any of our time, to any cause, any institution, any organization, any idea, unless we can be persuaded that the purpose is not just a good one, but one that will benefit us. So most of the world receives this tender invitation of the church to a season of self-examination, repentance, prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and the vast majority of the people receiving it immediately ask, what is the purpose of this? What is the purpose of self-examination and repentance? Prayer, I can sort of get prayer. Is the purpose of fasting a kind of religious dieting? And are you really serious that self-denial has an actual purpose? Now, if you are the sort of person who comes to church in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, then you probably already have some fairly well thought out answers to those questions. These ideas, these practices do in fact have a purpose for you. The question is, are the purposes we have in view for this season the purposes for which the church has given us this invitation? What are the purposes of penance when you see it from the perspective of the church? We get an answer to that question in the words of Isaiah today, and they are hardly about mortification or humiliation or self-scourging. In fact, Isaiah's answer about the purpose of penance has very little to do with ourselves at all. Instead, Isaiah teaches us that penance is meant to get us out of ourselves, out of our self-obsessions, out of our self-awareness, out of our self-orientation. Penance is meant to open ourselves to our society. Penance is meant to make us prayerful, purposeful actors for God's justice and mercy in the world outside ourselves, outside the church, outside our places of comfort. Now let's face it, even self-examination is more comfortable for us than the risk of actually engaging as fellow humans with the hungry and the homeless and the oppressed. Of course, there is a deeper reasoning at work here. It is what the church understands in inviting us, maybe even beguiling us, into this season. Because the church, for all of its faults and failures, understands this simple, subtle truth. The more bravely, the more rigorously we take stock of ourselves, the deeper will become our awareness of our need for God's mercy. The more urgency we will feel in sharing that mercy with the rest of humanity. If we loose the bonds of injustice, we do so because we have been spared from being unfairly judged by God. If we undo the thongs of the yoke that our consumerist culture places on human dignity, we do so because we have been made free here from the burden of thinking our wealth has anything to do with our worth. If we let the oppressed go free, it is because we have become more deeply aware of our own liberty from sin through Christ's love for us. If we share our bread, it is because we have found sustenance for our souls at God's table. And if we welcome the homeless into this house, it is because we ourselves were once without a home, without a community, or a place to belong. God does not call us today to yesterday's tasks. God calls us today to prepare ourselves for the tasks of tomorrow. Our tasks are nothing short of repairing a broken world, nothing short of restoring for people who walk by this place every day of the week a sense of the possibility of the sacred, not just within these walls, but within their lives. It is high and worthy work we are called to. It is urgent and decisive work we are called to. Others may do it for their own purposes, but we shall do it for God's purposes. And so, it is to a time of being prepared for that work that the church now invites us. It'll only take 40 days. Hardly much time at all when you consider the scale of the work before us and the weight of the glory prepared for us. Dear church, we are pleased to accept your invitation to spend time with you, and we look forward with eagerness and wonder to our time together. Please let us know if there is anything we can bring other than our whole selves. Amen.